Has Europe turned the corner in its vaccine rollout programme after a sluggish start? How do we compare to other member states when it comes to getting shots in the arms? The Irish Times Europe correspondent Naomi O'Leary has been looking at how the rollout is going across the EU. And overall, Naomi, is there a sense that a corner has been turned, or are there still problems with vaccine supplies?
Certainly, the rollout has shifted into a new gear in a number of member states. You've seen the likes of Germany, France, Spain hitting new records and vaccinating hundreds of thousands of people a day each. So at this point, we're looking at rates across the European Union going up to comparable to what they were in the United States a little while ago, which is pretty fast. There are forecast to be, you know, supplies increasing further over the next couple of months, and at the moment we don't have information that that's going to change. So certainly it's, you know, it does seem to have turned a corner as was predicted to happen at this point.
How do we compare?
Ireland is bang on the EU average, more or less. So different countries have made different choices in terms of their priority groups. Ireland's choices are, in line with many other countries. It depends on a number of factors. Databases is an issue. Local infection patterns, but the speed in Ireland is pretty much EU average at the moment. It would be, I suppose, an interesting case to compare with might be Denmark, because it's a similar size. Denmark has been a little bit quicker in terms of getting vaccines out. That has something to do with the kind of unified database system that their healthcare system has, and also the fact that they secured extra Pfizer vaccines when other countries turned them down earlier than Ireland did. Ireland got a few extra Moderna jabs, but it was Denmark was a little bit quicker to do that. But all in all, I mean, there aren't dramatic differences at this point between EU member states, except for a couple of outliers like Malta. Malta has only 500,000 citizens, so it's, you know, it's about half the size of Dublin, and they were able to get a meaningful amount extra of vaccines, so that they're significantly further ahead than others. And some countries chose to accept vaccines that aren't approved by the European Medicines Agency, like Hungary took Sputnik and Sinopharm vaccines, and that's helped them get ahead as well.
How are different countries dealing with the Astra and Johnson vaccines, and what restrictions are they applying to their use?
In general, there's a bit of an east-west split on that. So when it comes to AstraZeneca, a lot of the wealthier countries have chosen to, at least for now, limit it to older age groups, whereas eastern countries that are depending more on the AstraZeneca jab, it is cheaper and easier to roll out, have chosen not to put in restrictions. So, that has to do with the availability of other vaccines, apart from anything else. If you do have the choice and you have enough supply of mRNA vaccines to go from, you could make that decision. I think it's a difficult issue for several member states. What the European Medicines Agency has said is that they don't recommend restricting it to any age groups. They think it's okay. They've given it the nod as safe and effective. But member states can make different decisions based on how prevalent infections are. So how much is a 30-year-old at risk of getting infected makes a difference in terms of whether you approve it for younger groups in terms of the risk-benefit analysis.
Is the EU taking legal action against AstraZeneca? There seemed to be some confusion on the topic yesterday.
What we had was a report that the European Commission had said to diplomats in a briefing on Wednesday that it was preparing to launch its legal action against AstraZeneca, which it had kind of indicated that it might do, although it always said that, you know, its most immediate priority was to just get them to fulfil the contracts, because obviously the most urgent thing isn't sort of like judicial resolution of this issue, but actually getting vaccines to people. At this point, we can see, though, that overall the EU has shifted its vaccine strategy away from AstraZeneca and Johnson as well, in that they're deciding not to renew or take up like a new generation of those vaccines, but instead to double down on the mRNA vaccines. So they're preparing to sign an extremely large contract with Pfizer, which is, to get in the region of about 2 billion vaccines for over the next 2 years, which is aimed at the next generation of vaccines. So ones that are updated to cope with variants and with the anticipation that people may need booster shots.
Interesting stuff. Thank you for filling us in. That's the Irish Times Europe correspondent, Naomi O'Leary.